Thanks. It's cool to see some references to what we're doing already and the power of open source. So that's really cool to be in a very collaborative room. So we're trying to build the like a modern block-based editing experience for the open web. So quick run through of I want to share what we've been up to past year mostly and look a little bit forward to next year. So first a little bit of an introduction to Blocknote. We'll do a quick demo to show you how it works for those not familiar with it. We'll show what we've done mostly in 2025 and kind of like our ideas of what's ahead. So for those who are not familiar, here's like a quick 10-second overview of what you can do with our editor. We started building this a couple of years ago when we needed an editor like this for ourselves, and then we noticed, this is actually a lot more work than expected. Was hoping there'd be something existing that we could really easily reuse. And though there was great low-level open source libraries, it was still a lot of work to build something with a good UX and a good developer experience on top of it. So we started with Blocknote, and the idea is, we have a good UX included, so a Notion-style block-based UX, including all the UI components that you might need. Easier APIs. So no low-level position juggling for those who are familiar with lower-level text editors. Block-based design, and internally we're proud to build really on some high-quality open-source libraries like ProseMirror for managing the DOM content editable, and YJS to power collaboration with CRDTs. We started kind of spinning out of a research project sponsored by NLNet. And then the last 1.5 year or so, Alex mentioned it, and I think Wieland also mentioned it. We've been really proud to and fortunate to collaborate with Zendis and Dinam from France. They're building a, they reached out 1.5 year ago, we're building La Suite Docs in our collaboration, which is like a Notion-style collaboration, document collaboration product. And we're using Blocknote for it. It works great. Can we help you take it to the next level? We also need this and this and this. So that's also really accelerated our product and organization last year. Besides that, we're also supported by industry, so now we see more and more sponsors over the last year. I think 2025 for us was really a year where we went from something that started as a side project to a small team, so it's like four of us now, with a mix of different sponsorship models. One thing that's core to Blocknote is blocks. Nothing to do with blockchain, but about the cool little pieces in the editor, just to make that clear. Why blocks and why this kind of editor? If you look at different formats existing, so let's position ourselves a little bit like what we're trying to be. We're not like a pure markdown editor. It's a little bit too limited. If you want advanced formatting or colors or something like that, that's not easily possible with a simple markdown editor. And we also definitely don't want to be a Word-style editor because all of us have seen these kind of like Word documents that have a super inconsistent layout and design because you can change the font here and everything there. And so you kind of end up with a little bit of a messy thing. So that's also not our goal. What we want to do is have a better UX. And for us, blocks are the answer to this. So it help blocks help users to create structured content naturally, and we call that prioritizing content over form. So you end up with nice and structured documents. And this same principle also really helps in the developer experience. So because everything is a block, you can easily address it by an ID. You have a clear schema of what kind of blocks are allowed in the document, and it makes it easier to work with as a developer. On to Nick for a quick demo about that. And I'll need to I'll try to hold this with you.
Yes. Okay. So what I want to go over here is a little bit about how you actually use Blocknote in terms of the API and such. So over the past year, we've put a lot of effort into the ability to customize the editor. So you'll see here that I have a very simple document editor. So you can see that there's a bunch of elements that you can add to the editor. So all of these are blocks that are available by default and built into the system. And on the left-hand side, you can see all of the code that it actually took to get that to happen. So what we're really trying to go for here is a really easy-to-use, out-of-the-box experience, whereas many other lower-level editors tend to force you to build out all of this content yourself, rather than it being provided by default. But what we've done on top of this is, well, actually, I should go over the code a little bit. So you'll see here that Blocknote is based off, we're using React as the framework. And you'll see that there's this use create Blocknote hook that actually gives us an editor instance, and then we can render it out. So